Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's time for Wilmington Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, this is Anne Ravel-Petcher. I'm your host for Wilmington Business Radio, here with my favorite producer, Kirsten Kalski. Hello, Kirsten. Hey, I have a really interesting show here today. If you guys were in the studio with us, you would be laughing so hard. This is one of those groups of people that are just full of life and energy, and they obviously love their jobs. Obviously love their jobs every day. The companies that we're speaking to today both impact the success that Wilmington businesses have every single day. We will be interviewing James Emery Baldwin, also known as Jim Baldwin, who is with The Resource. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Ann.
It's so good to meet you and so good to have you here.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
And we also have Kevin French and Barry Eichelberger. I better get you to say hello based on your names. Kevin French.
Hi, Ann.
There it is. And Barry Eichelberger.
Hello, Ann. How you doing?
Great. Good. To be with you. I'm so glad you guys are here. They're here from Wells Fargo. And I have to say, I've recently opened a Wells Fargo account.
Yay!
And I have to say, what a great experience it was. It was a very interesting and complicated account opening because there were people in different cities all opening at the same time. And you guys down here in your 3rd Avenue, 3rd Street branch were so helpful and worked so hard to make it so easy. So I just want to thank you.
Well, thank you.
Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about Wells Fargo and what makes Wells Fargo different from other banks?
Well, you know, Wells Fargo, we're a diversified financial services company that provides banking, insurance, investments, mortgage, and then, of course, consumer and commercial finance.
So they're not just a bank.
Everybody. No, we are definitely not just a bank. You know, we obviously have over 9,000 store locations and over 12,000 ATMs across the country.
Are you in every state?
We are in about 40 to 42 states, I believe. Wow. So we're not quite in every state, not as far as a store, but mm-hmm. we probably have an ATM in just about every state. You know, we also have one in every three households has an account with Wells Fargo.
Wow.
So we're, you know, we love helping our customers succeed financially. That is, in fact, our vision, to help all our customers succeed financially. And, you know, we feel like every day is something to look forward to greet our customers and give them great customer service and help their dreams come true.
So would you consider yourselves a retail bank then?
Yes, we would.
I'm trying to figure out where you fit in that sort of banking schematic, if you will. You're not really a community bank. You're bigger than that. But you'd be along the lines of Bank of America. Is that the big national brands? Is that right?
Well, we are certainly one of the larger banks, but we certainly consider ourselves a community bank still with that. We want to have that community bank feel for all our customers. So when you walk into our branches, our team members know who you are. They know you by your name.
Barry, how do you think that plays out? How does it? What's a community bank in your head? Why do you want to be such a part of the community?
In my eyes, a community bank is part of the community. There are people get out, volunteer in the community. For example, every year we give out $100 million.
Did you say 100 million?
100 million.
Nice. Good number. So these are all to what kinds of organizations?
Many different, if it's arts and culture or education.
Very interesting.
Or there's other different areas. Kevin, am I missing something?
No, I mean, really, any organization, 501c3, we would consider. Here in North Carolina alone, we gave out over $20 million in 2013. So it's just a matter of, we have people sending us grant applications all the time. And we Barry and myself here in Wilmington, we have $100,000 that we are able to give out to the community here in Wilmington that we believe strongly in.
That's fabulous. So that begs the question, what are your different roles at the bank? At the financial institution, shall I call you, if you're not just a bank?
That's right.
Well, what I do is I'm the business banking manager in Wilmington. I manage a team of four bankers. And what's unusual is the least tenure person on my team is 5 years experience with Wells Fargo.
With Wells Fargo specifically.
Which is unusual. A lot of times you see a lot of movement. And the most tenure member is 26 years. And I'm currently at 16. And we also have two people to help behind the scenes with customer accounts. Mm-hmm. And then we have a credit analyst. And one thing a lot of people don't know is we want to be a community bank. We even have local lending authority here in Wilmington.
Oh, that's great.
Where a lot of people think it's coming from Charlotte or San Francisco. It's right here in Wilmington.
That's great. So how and what's your role actually?
So my role is I'm the district manager of Wells Fargo here in Wilmington. So there are 9 locations, one over in Leland, then 7 here in Wilmington, and one up in Ogden at Porter's Neck. I have roughly 108 team members that work with me. I typically work with directly the branch managers, the 9 branch managers, and I work with them to keep them properly staffed, coach them, help them with any needs they may have to help their customers succeed financially.
What are you guys seeing locally? What's going on here? What's going on in Wilmington in terms of the, you see a lot of applications coming through, you see a lot of new accounts being opened. I assume you're seeing more activity and not less because Wilmington seems to be on a roll right now. What kind of things are you seeing?
On the business front, we've seen a real increase in business over the last 2 years. More applications, more loan volume, more deposits. All our customers are doing much better than what they were 3-4 years ago.
That's great.
And even with the business index, we are the highest as far as businesses go we've been in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really on the upturn.
That's great.
And I would just say on the retail side, it's pretty much the same. I mean, Barry and I work together. We're partners. So we have customers that maybe come into our branch that don't necessarily fit what our banker and our branch can handle. So then we would contact one of Barry's business bankers to work with him. And then they partner together, the personal banker and the branch, along with the business banker to help that customer. Because we want to have the right segmentation to make sure our customers are being helped with the right type of professional. But we obviously have had a very successful last few years coming out of what we came out of back in 2008.
And the year we don't speak.
That's right.
We don't talk about that word anymore.
But really, again, it's about getting our customers what they can do, what they need to fulfill and build some lifelong relationships with us as a bank.
Well, I would think, especially in this region, there's an awful lot of people who are small business owners. And sometimes 2 people in the family own 2 different businesses. In fact, quite often around here, you'll have two business owners in 1 family. So you, as 1 bank, I mean, you could make life a whole lot easier for people if they had all their accounts in 1 place, I would assume.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, we have customers that have multiple accounts with us, and sometimes it's not just different businesses. They may have multiple personal checking accounts. And that's what Wells Fargo has to offer is there's just so many different solutions for our customers' needs that we have. Not, like you said, not just banking, but insurance, lending, small business, and so on.
So how does it work then if you, I mean, do you like get your own sort of personal banker to help you navigate everything you offer? Or how do people learn about all of the services you have?
Yes, we have personal bankers assigned to every business banking relationship. And we meet with those clients quarterly.
Really?
And to make sure we know where they are, where they're headed, how we can help them succeed.
Wow. Last time I walked in, someone said, okay, how do I get the rest of your business? Sounds like you guys are really pretty good at plugging into your community. Tell me about the ideal, this is a logical customer for us. Who is that person? Who's the best Wells Fargo client you could think of? Besides, you know, I don't know, Bill Gates or outside of Bill Gates.
Really, Anna, I mean, everyone is the right customer for Wells Fargo. I don't think there's a particular customer. We want to help everyone succeed. And everyone has different goals in life. That's what it's about. You know, when you come into our branches, our bankers, one of the first questions they're going to ask you is, what are your priorities? What's important to you right now? And they're going to ask you about those priorities and dig a little deeper to see how we can help you. Because most of the time, customers come into banks and they're just expecting to make a deposit. They're just not aware that we have all these different opportunities that we can help them with.
I think people get confused when they look at the number of banks out there. They all look pretty much alike from the outside. If you were to sort of open up something from the inside that would just really tell why, I mean, outside of being having a personal banker and offering more services, What's the feel? What's the sort of aura, if you will, of the bank that makes you connect to certain people?
I would say by far it's customer service.
It is.
I think with every business, to be successful, your customer service has to be top-notch,
mm-hmm.
bar none. And That's what we stress ourselves with. And that can be simple things as far as returning a phone call as soon as you get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds very, very silly, but if you call a customer back, email them back, text them back. Nowadays, you see people using all kinds of ways to contact you. But getting back to a customer differentiates mm-hmm. yourselves from other businesses.
Yeah. And how do you find new customers these days?
Well, it's very simple, working with the community. I mean, Barry and myself, we're out in the community all the time, working our stores, Barry's Bankers. We're involved in the community. Mm-hmm. We have people on different boards.
That's great.
It's really what Wells Fargo is about. That's why it goes back to, you know, we are truly a community-based bank.
Mm-hmm. Barry, are you seeing any trends in kinds of businesses here in Wilmington?
I do see some more manufacturing coming to town.
Really? That's great.
You know, I just met with a prospect, we call a customer. We haven't brought over their business yet for lunch. And I see a lot of what I would consider manufacturing coming around, smaller manufacturing companies,
okay.
not the big boys, but, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 million in sales. I mean, that makes a difference. That
Absolutely.
Brings more employees and stuff
Absolutely.
Like that. So that's where I've seen a big uptick in the last few years.
Are you seeing a lot of entrepreneurship here?
Yes.
You are? In specifically in manufacturing or across the board, technology? Where are we seeing
I've seen a lot of technology recently, people going out on their own and starting a business.
With, are we seeing like mobile apps or you're seeing, I mean, we're obviously seeing some very interesting things coming out of the CIE, but those are pretty early stage. Are they the kinds of businesses that would be good with as a Wells Fargo customer as well?
Every business would be a good Wells Fargo customer. Is that a loaded question?
Let me just set you up here. Maybe you can knock that one out of the park. We play T-ball here. Oh, dear. So if there was one thing that you wanted to make sure, one message you wanted to make sure came out of this interview today, that you wanted to make sure everybody in Cape Fear heard loud and clear, outside of the fact that it's all about customer service and you're not just a bank, what else would we want to tell everybody who's listening? Now, remember, our audience is primarily business owners.
Personally, I would say if you want someone who cares about your business and wants you to succeed financially and is part of the community like Wells Fargo is, we're the perfect bank for you.
I don't know if I could have said it better than that.
Wow. Okay. We got a little fist bump here. That's cool. Thanks, you guys. We're going to come back and chat with you in just a minute. But we're going to talk about another way to help businesses succeed here. We're going to talk with Jim about the resource. Jim, tell us, what is the resource?
The resource is a career matching and professional recruiting company. We started off as temporary resources in the Piedmont area 33 years ago. Working primarily with R.J. Reynolds and Haynes Hosiery.
Oh.
We provided temporary and seasonal workers there. We'd have as many as 450, 500 employees there. And as those businesses declined, we diversified and moved into more skilled and professional-type recruiting. And the president of the company, we are a woman-owned business. The president,
yay!
the president and owner of our company wanted to open a Wilmington office 4 years ago. And so we brought that skill.
She wanted an excuse to get to the beach, right?
Well, yeah, and being from here originally, that was an easy sell.
Yeah. So you've been in Wilmington how long?
Well, I grew up here. My wife and I both attended Hoggard High School and went off, lived in the Piedmont for most of our career. But when we had an opportunity to get back here to the beach, we were happy to do that. So we opened the Wilmington office in 2010.
Okay, great. So how's business?
It's good. It's
yeah.
really interesting. Yeah, yeah. We do see more businesses doing hiring. Things are picking up. And yet, at the same time, what they're hiring are more skilled positions.
I was noticing that. I went on your website and looked at what kinds of jobs you had open in the region. There seems to be a lot. This is all exciting to me because, you know, as I had mentioned earlier, have a relative graduating from college pretty soon in a very technical school and, you know, looking for what's out there. What kind of jobs are available for people who, you know, work really hard to get a very technical sort of mechanical engineering kind of degree? And what? And it seems like you have a lot of those kinds of positions open in Wilmington.
There are. Yeah. In fact,
and they pay well.
They kind of.
Hallelujah.
They kind of come in waves. But yeah, right now we've got several. Several openings for IT specialists, for quality managers, for a variety of engineering positions, mechanical engineering, process engineering, quality engineering.
Product management, project management.
Yeah, exactly.
Lots of those kinds of things. Yeah. That's very cool. Yeah. So what is, you know, so you, anybody can hire their own people. All I have to do is put a job in Craigslist, right? Isn't that all I have to do to hire people?
Well, if you have time to sort through 1,000
And perhaps the expertise.
Applications, right. If you have the time and the energy and the expertise to sort through thousands of resumes of people who will apply on Craigslist.
Right.
To find a possibility of one. And that's what we're finding, that it's really getting harder and harder to find these skilled professional people.
Which
and
is
even just dependable, you know, entry level.
Sure,
people.
Absolutely. I mean, which is interesting because it seems to me that there are more and more job boards.
True.
And
right.
So your competition is probably getting more complicated and more difficult, but you've brought some tools to the table that really help you stand out.
That's right. Yeah, because anybody can go on some of those job boards and find, you know, the
people.
Same candidates that everybody else can find.
Exactly.
Yeah, but we do have some really great sourcing techniques to find the passive candidates who are not necessarily looking for a job,
mm-hmm.
but who have the skills and the experience that companies really need.
Once you figure out, you know, you've got a group of candidates, maybe 10 or 15 that might be good matches. How do you sort of pare that down and help companies figure out how to match the right personalities?
Well, there are a number of assessments out there that do that. We are really excited about a new partnership that we have with a group out of Seattle called Taylor Protocols.
Mm-hmm.
They have developed a core values index. In fact, I think you and Kirsten took it,
Indeed.
That assessment several weeks ago. And it measures what Abraham Maslow called that innate unchanging nature.
Okay.
It is the only instrument that does that. And so it has a 97% repeat reliability score. In other words, if you take it next week, if you take it 5 years or 10 years from now, 97% of your answers will be the same.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's really interesting,
yeah.
Isn't it?
And it's a really insightful tool. It takes 10 minutes to do online. And it really does get at some core values of people, which helps you make sure you get the right people in the right seat.
It seems to me, when I took it, I just found it fun. But, you know, I'm one of those people who likes to understand. I don't figure I can understand anybody else until I understand myself. So I just found it fun, and I found that the results were not surprisingly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like, oh, yeah, that's me.
Right. But the problem is that a lot of people end up in the wrong position because they've got certain experience or education, and so they find themselves really disengaged with their work.
Gotcha.
Recent studies show that 75% of people who are at work right now are looking for their next job.
Mm-hmm.
The 80-20 principle really does work out, you know, plays out in business, that 80% of the work is done by 20% of the people. So it only makes sense if you could clone those 20% that are really doing the work, that really are excited about their job and engaged, then the profitability would just go out the roof. And that's what this CVI does.
How does it really differ from something we all took 10 years ago called the Myers-Briggs? I remember taking that for a former employer.
Right. And Myers-Briggs can be helpful in a lot of situations. It does help you understand some personality tendencies. But this is really not based on behavior or personality. It really gets at that unchanging nature. The questions are not positive and negative. It's not something that you can skew by saying, well, I'm really this, but I think I'd sound better if I said this. The test is geared so that's not really a possibility.
Do you have any examples of, I should assume you've been using this a little while, do you have any examples of how it has helped a company?
Well, actually, it's a relatively new partnership, but here's the neat thing. We actually have used that with our company at the resource in our Winston-Salem office. We had several positions that were open, and so we used this CVI on ourselves. Like you said, we figured we would be the guinea pigs.
Eat your own dog food.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. And so the positions that we posted, we had 347 people that submitted an application. The CVI, the Core Values Index, was sent to all of these, asked them to take it. 157 took the assessment, which tells you half the people weren't really interested in the job anyway. Of the 157 who took it, 24 matched what we call a top performer profile that was developed internally to make sure that, you know, we were matching the scores of the top performers in our company. All 24 of those people were interviewed, and six were hired.
Wow.
And I can tell you, as of late, everybody's doing well.
the good match, so, right?
Yeah, but you can see the value of paring that down from 347 who applied to 24 that you actually have a great capability of working well in these positions.
Yeah.
And then hiring six of those.
That's great. So is this the thing that's like the most exciting thing that you've worked on in a while? Is this new core values thing?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we love helping people, you know, find good jobs. We love seeing people come alive, you know, hearing some hope that there's a job out there. We love hearing back from companies that say, oh, we want another one just like her. She, you know, she did great. You know, find us some more of those people. We love having those kinds of success stories. And we really do feel like this new partnership with Taylor Protocols is just an extra tool that we have to do that even better than we were.
Yeah, it's pretty unique. I don't think anybody else here is.
No, actually, we are the only recruiting company in the state that is licensed to use this core values index.
That's great. Let's go back and talk about some of those jobs that are open just a little bit. So you talked about some engineering kinds of jobs. You talked about some IT kinds of jobs. What other kinds of things are there?
There are machine operators, CNC machinists. Some of them are, you know, very skilled and, you know, technical.
Lines up with that machinist. Manufacturing thing that they're talking about.
Exactly,
over here,
yeah.
At Wells Fargo.
Yeah. And then there are companies who are willing to bring in people on an entry level. And those who show aptitude and those who show a real interest move up to more skilled positions.
How do you sort of develop and find those relationships with those companies to get those job listings? I bet that's a competitive thing to do.
It is. It is. But that's really the part of the job that I love is just going to businesses. And we do a lot of cold calling. Like I met you at a business breakfast.
Networking. Lots of networking.
Yeah. And just talking with people because businesses are always looking for some better solutions to solve this human capital problem that everybody deals with.
Yeah. So you're seeing an uptick.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was actually got a call from a New York reporter the other day saying, hey, we heard Wilmington's really starting to take off and the jobs are really, you know, Wilmington's going to be a go-to place for jobs. And I looked around and thought, really? But, you know, you guys are the ones who have all this data and you know this. This is, we've seen percentages, I mean, significant percentages of growth in the last year or two.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's and great. It's like these guys said, you know, it's not necessarily big businesses, you know, not a lot of GEs and Cornings out there. In fact, some of the bigger ones have closed up.
Yeah.
But a lot of smaller manufacturing companies that really do make a difference in the community.
Yeah, I think Wilmington has a unique opportunity there to really take a lot of these smaller businesses, and we have an opportunity to grow the new businesses, the reigning businesses of the next 10 years, right?
Exactly.
It can all be right here. How do you find actually doing business in Wilmington? Do you have to work with a lot of other organizations that are outside of the region, or can you pretty much keep your plate full with the companies that are here right now, not have to work?
Well, our company, The Resource, has 5 branches in North Carolina.
Okay.
And we work actually not only in Wilmington, but about a 50-mile radius from Wilmington. We cover from Jacksonville to Wallace to Tabor City.
Yeah.
We have clients.
That's great.
And so it's nice. And the atmosphere is really different. We hear from some of our colleagues in Winston-Salem and Charlotte, you know, that it's really hard to sit down with, you know, the person who makes hiring decisions. But here in Wilmington, you know, catch somebody in the afternoon, they'll invite you to come sit down and have a glass of tea with them, and, you know, and it's great.
You work with different people than I do. They're always inviting me over for a beer, you know. Well, so if someone's looking for a job or they have a job they need to fill, how do they get in touch with you?
The best thing to do is go to our website. Mm-hmm. It's theresource, theresource.com, as in the only resource that you need. And people can apply online. In fact, we do all of our applications online. And so that's the best way to see job postings and to submit a resume or to apply for a job.
Excellent.
And same way, businesses can contact us through our website or can just call us, 399-3460.
Then that's area code 910.
Exactly, 399-3460.
Excellent.
And we're always glad to talk to new businesses and help them not only with just staffing solutions, but other solutions for, you know, personnel issues and helping them to think about how to improve their market share.
Well, that's a great resource right there. I know a lot of small businesses specifically that could really utilize that kind of help. So thank you for offering that.
Yeah, thanks.
And if I wanted to open a new bank account, where would I go?
Where would you go? You could go to any of the nine local locations here in Wilmington and the one across the bridge in Leland at Waterford. And then, of course, one of them is also up Porter's Neck. So we have nine locations here.
But if I was a bank and I wanted to do it all online, could I? If I was a bank, I'm sorry, if I was a business and I wanted to do my banking online, could I?
Yes, you most certainly could.
Excellent. So I can just go to, is it just wellsfargo.com?
Wellsfargo.com.
Excellent. You guys have been great guests. Thank you so much for everything you do for Wilmington, all of you. And thank you so much for being our guests here today.
Thanks for the invitation.
Thanks for having us, Anne.
And until next week, this is Anne Revelle-Petcher signing off for Wilmington Business Radio.